Shalom Kli Olami.
Hello World Kli. Be'er Sheva and Hebrew 10 are connected to prepare the World Kli for this lesson. Friends, we learned for many years. We already know what we need to do to reach the end of correction. Dear friends, we are asking the whole World Kli to believe in what we've learned from our great holy Rav. In the upcoming hours, in this lesson, we demand from the World Kli to prepare for the battle against the gifts of ego the Creator gave us. It's very important that we believe, and repeating, we shall believe, for us to be able to triumph in the battle and not later. Now and not later. In this lesson, we will implement the verse, "And my sons defeated me." B'nei Baruch, only together we will be able to do this. L'chaim and good luck.
So, an excerpt from Rabash on prayer. A prayer should be with heaviness of the head, meaning when a person feels that he does not have faith above reason, meaning that the reason does not mandate him to work in order to bestow. Yet the person understands the primary goal should be to be rewarded with dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. Since the reason objects to this, he must go against reason. And this is very hard work, since he's asking the Creator to give him something to which all of his organs object. It follows that each and every prayer he makes to the Creator has its special work. This is why a prayer is called a work on the heart, meaning that he wants to go against the intellect and the mind, which tell him the complete opposite. This is why it is not called the work of the brain, since the work of the brain means that a person exerts to understand something with his mind and reason. But here, he does not want to understand with his reason that he should serve the Creator in a state of knowing. Rather, he wants to serve the Creator specifically with faith above reason. This is why a prayer is called work in the heart.
Our first question for an active workshop: how will do we prepare ourselves to raise a prayer to the Creator through the center of the ten? Again, how do we prepare ourselves to raise prayer to the Creator through the center of the ten? The first stage is we have to nullify before the friends, before the group, and participate with them with all our might.
Yes, I think that indeed the prayer should be, first of all, for the friends, for everyone, for each one except myself. And then if that goes through the friends, that means that it's going through the center of the ten. And to simply try to take part in the activity that the ten determines, and inside this activity, to contribute as much as I can so that it will be successful.
Preparation is a permanent thing, just like the actions we've done in the last few days, where we define something for ourselves and do it. That's also preparation. The preparation doesn't start exactly now. Now we just prepare for the lesson, but it's part of what we do in each helping each other each time and do everything through the center of the ten.
The 10 is always working in the direction of a prayer to the Creator. And everything depends on the degree of subjugation of each one. How much does he insert himself among the friends, and he is willing to get from them bestow, so that the Creator does everything. However, we need to ask time and again.
Yes, the 10 is actually one whole body in which we advanced through to attain, and from us constantly making efforts to connect, wanting every friend to be included from the spirit, from the atmosphere, from the greatness that there is in the center of the 10. And from that, seek the desire in all of us that is aimed towards one direction, which is to the Creator, and raise the prayer from there.
For
the prayer to reach the Creator, it needs to be a prayer that resembles Him, a prayer for love.
A prayer before prayer brings the force where the Creator gives us this force. We need to really focus and be clear of what exactly we need the light for our role.
Second question for an active workshop. Which actions and effort do we need in order to reach a common prayer? Again, which actions and effort do we need in order to reach a common prayer?
The effort we need to do is an effort to connect. From our efforts to connect, we begin to discover and identify our nature. And then we understand that there's only one force that can help us, and we address it.
That is true, because we learn that only a prayer of the entire kli, from the whole kli, the Creator hears it. And therefore, we need to connect, because otherwise there's no benefit in crying out by yourself. And this is why, through acting, playing, through all kinds of artificial efforts and actions, like a child who's nagging to try and try, and then we will reach a common prayer.
You can also say that every action that we do in the framework of the group, of the 10, eventually leads us to this prayer. Because even if it's not aimed exactly to connection, then at least the result of that action is that we will recognize it, and that we don't have that prayer, that we don't have that point of connection. That will also lead to a prayer, meaning anything can lead to a prayer.
I think that in the lesson that we heard on Yom Kippur, when Rav explained about Jonah brought them to a prayer to the people of Nineveh. Rav explained that it's not just a matter of dissemination to the world, that the world needs this. It's also with respect to the 10. So each one of us needs to see himself as Jonah now, meaning as someone who is helping to direct the friends in the direction of the Creator, so that we will all pray together over the connection between us. And if we will all see ourselves in that role, and we will hold ourselves all the time in a state of connection between us and through us to Him. And this is how it should be also towards the whole world.
Yes, it really helps to also care for something, to care for something for the friends, each with his abilities, Because then towards every action that you do and your intention goes together, and each in the ten does this, we come together to this common prayer. Since each of us and all of us make sure that this action and prayer will take place. Prayer. Creator. The powers we need to please you, only you can give. We ask that you give strength to all our friends, that we will succeed in being in with the inclination toward connection and intention in order to draw near you and fulfill your will. The powers we need to please you, only you can give. We ask that you give strength to all our friends, that we will succeed in being with inclination towards connection and intention in order to draw near you and fulfill your will. L'chaim le baruch.